You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After weeks of tension, the Aotearoa City Council has voted to begin construction on Te Kaha, a brand new stadium for the city. The cost of $683 million for construction has been a major point of contention, but the effects of the civic pride and how it could help the events industry within Christchurch have been major players as well. I had a chat with Jake McLelland, the Christchurch Central West councillor, about the stadium that is located within his ward. We first spoke about the long process to get the go-ahead.
Does such a...
Look, it's been arduous, and I think that we've heard from the public time and time again, just get on with it, and we're sick of talking about it, and I think that's natural in that it's the last anchor project that's been delivered. So it's in that regard, it's been the most anticipated project.
How long has it been in the works?
Ever since the earthquake. This was a part of the initial blueprint. It wasn't part of the council's plan, but it was part of government's plan for post-earthquake Christchurch. All the funding wasn't necessarily in place when that plan was put together, so it has been a tough challenge for the city to make the numbers line up. And I think, you know, the debate yesterday was a consequence of that. It's an awful lot of money. It's going to have huge consequences for the borrowing of the city, and that's why the decision has been so contentious.
So what are your plans for funding this project?
Well, look, ultimately it comes from ratepayer pockets. $149 at its peak, and then dropping off. That's $149 for the average household, ratepaying household. But it drops off over time, obviously, over the next 30 years. We, though, have to be inventive about other ways of funding this. You know, the Crown have put in a lot of money, just over $300 million when you count cash and land and some land remediation, some groundwork improvements. And now we really have to think, what can our neighbouring councils contribute? This is a regional stadium. It has a regional benefit. And it's only fair that there should be a regional contribution.
How has earthquake safety and kind of like the issues of earthquakes kind of being kind of a central part of Aotearoa's politics of the past 10 years played a part in this stadium specifically?
Well, I think, you know, it's no secret that Christchurch and Canterbury is a sports-mad region. The Crusaders are perhaps, well, I would say that are the greatest rugby team on the face of the earth. So people are passionate about making sure that the second largest city in the country has something fit and akin to our sporting prowess. That and the huge sense of loss that came from the quakes, you know, the concerts that have been missed out on, the sporting events and all the other things that people of Christchurch over the last decade feel they missed out on, has really played into the psyche, I believe. Of get on and build it. You know, I'm not a sports fan myself, but this is quite an emotive issue for people in Aotearoa.
How do you think that it will benefit these people in the long run?
Look, the benefits from this are hard to state. You know, there are some economic benefits. Are they as much as what's being claimed? Probably not. Are there some civic pride benefits that may make up for it? Yes. Does it add to investor confidence? Absolutely it does. Ultimately, benefits or disbenefits are, they're equations on a bit of paper. What the people of Christchurch have been really clear about is they want this project to go ahead, so they clearly see a benefit.
How about the events industry in Christchurch? I'm sure that also over the past few years they've been very screwed over. Are they having a major celebration right now, or are they a bit more worried perhaps with the smaller venues within the city maybe having less of their viewer base, their audience coming through because of this new stadium?
I think the events sector in Christchurch, I would go as far as to say almost universally ecstatic about this, remembering that Te Kaha, the name of the new stadium, really caters to an unmet need in Christchurch. It's much larger in terms of concert capacity. There's very little overlap with other venues, a little, but not much. So I think people are pretty happy.
Where has much of the different councillors' opposition against the stadium come from?
Well, it's purely the eye-watering cost, and it's not to be scoffed at. It is almost $750 million. That's a huge sum of money. That will have very real consequences. You know, there are those that would like to cut the capital program and close community facilities or sell assets, and there are those who want to protect those things. You know, that means that there's going to be a subsequent impact on rates. So the quantum of money involved is very large, and therefore the decision is very is a really important and impactful one.
Do you think that this money could have been better spent at all, possibly helping some of the further reconstructions that are currently in place towards bringing back Christchurch to its former glory, or maybe helping out some of the more oppressed groups within the city? Do you think that that could have been an issue, or do you believe that this was the right path for this money to take?
I think people will be having the debate about whether this was a good spend for money for generations to come. There is no answer. It's a value judgment. Do I think that this stadium is going to deliver a windfall of pure economic return? No, I don't. But is there a hard to quantify benefit in terms of civic pride and that feeling of being whole and a proper city again? Yes, there is. And ultimately, we live in a democracy, and the people were really clear. They overwhelmingly supported this project.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.